Thank you so much for listening. For more information about Ebenezer Church, visit us online at ebenezerpbc.org.
Good morning. Y'all did pray as I stand before you. Take a few minutes, and if it makes sense, like we talked about, the Lord has to give the increase on the knowledge and understanding.
Yes.
Thinking about we as a people, from time to time, we do get high-minded and have to watch ourselves. Out of Romans chapter 7, 24, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Think about so many times we want to run somebody else down.
Yeah.
I'm so much better than you. Attitude that nature has, we do. And I always like to find witnesses, other witnesses in the Bible.
Right.
About scripture. That way I feel like I'm on the right track better. So if you look back over there at Matthew chapter 7, chapter 7, verse 1, judge not that ye be not judged, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged.
Mm-hmm.
And with what measure ye meter it, shall be measured to you again. Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thy own eye? I looked up the beam and looked up mote. Beam is a stick of wood.
Right.
Now, this house is built with a beam up here on the top where all the pieces come together.
Right.
Main support piece. Is your main support piece? What kind of main support you got?
Right.
And the word mote is like a dry twig. You worried about somebody's little dry twig or piece of straw stuck in their eye. Meanwhile, you've got a support system of evil and sinful ways.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Let's jump back over here. Go to another spot. 1 Corinthians 6:9. 1 Corinthians 6:9. These are the witnesses, what I've read from a while ago. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God, but not be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, adulterers, nor infamous, nor abusers themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor violers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. Wow, that right there ought to get everybody in this house.
Yes.
If it doesn't, then you need to go back and look at your main structure, your support, before you start criticizing somebody else and what kind of troubles they got.
Right.
I've got my own wagon to pull, as Mother always said. You need to figure that out, how to pull that thing, because you got a lot of issues because you're a sinner. Who's going to deliver me from this, Brother Vaughn? I can't deliver Steve Milner from it.
Right.
I can't. At times, we need to be really hard on ourselves. And at times, we need to realize God is with us, Brother Vaughn. He's able to deliver us. That's when we read back over Romans chapter 7. He's talking about 7:14. For we know that the law is spiritual. I am carnal, sold under sin. But that which I do, I allow not, for what I shall. For what I would, that do I not. What I hate, that I do.
Right.
I do it. I mean, that right there just sums me up really good, because I, in my sinful ways, do things that's harmful to others. And I try not to. I realize what I said or what I might be doing might be wronging somebody. I need to turn from that.
Yeah.
It's a constant struggle to check what kind of beam I've got up there in my old eye. Worrying about somebody else's splinter in there, a little dry twig, and their little problem.
Yep.
I do know I'm supposed to pray for them. And I also find, also studying scriptures over there in Job, when Job prayed for his friends, you know his condition changed, Brother Vaughn?
Yes, it did.
I often wondered about that. When he prayed for his friends, Job's condition changed.
Yep.
We need to be praying for our brothers and sisters more, yes, but realizing that we're sinners in the flesh. We come short. I talked to a brother today, this past week at work, and we got a little bit of discussion there, and I was trying to tell him that how God is merciful to us. It's not by the will of man, but by God's mercy.
Right.
And God does take care of us. And we got into a pretty good discussion back and forth. It's a good spirited discussion about the will of man and making a choice. We have a choice. And I've tried to tell him we have a choice in how we live today and how we conduct ourselves. But the only ones that's going to have a care for a choice are those that have been born again.
Right.
It's a sinful man doesn't ever want to change. He eats up the lust and the mean and the things we're talking about, the evil. Maybe if I go back to the wording. The drunkards and the thieves and those that kind of living, they love it. And if we're not careful, we'll resort back to it. But praise be unto God, some of us were that and repented. And we repented and we come away from it. Did that make us a child of God? No. It shows evidence that we are children of God. And that sometimes it's hard for our other brothers and sisters to see that they see that they repented and come away from it. They thought they had something to do with it.
Right.
Yes, they did, in one part of that statement, it's true. They did have something to do with it. By repenting and come away from it, they live in the kingdom of God while we're living here. But to have that choice, to want to have that choice, they have to be born again. Because
right.
A natural man careth nothing for the things of God. Only the children of God, those that are being fed from above, have a desire to follow God. These are interesting things to me. But we need to remember that God knows what we are.
Mm-hmm.
If we continue reading there in chapter 6 of 1 Corinthians, know that verse 19, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own? That just floors me. I don't know. They must be leaving that out. It's a frightening thing to me to know that the Lord is inside of me from time to time.
Yeah.
That's what it says right there. Which you have God. You,
I can't read that.
No, you're not. That your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. If he's not in there, then you won't have a choice, Brother Ron. You won't care to do any better.
Right.
So when you realize that you have a beam of problem in your life, you have a great sinful nature, you have a great non-caring way of your natural way, does it not make you, when you're blessed to see that's the kind of person you are, that you're tired of, you're sick of, you can't come away from?
Amen.
God has already born you from above. It's not by your choice, not by him that willeth, nor him that runneth, but the God that showeth mercy.
Right.
So now you want to live better and serve God better. Serve God in a way. So when we are around other folks that are this way, we do need to withdraw from them because we're supposed to come away from the world. Matter of fact, if over in verse five, chapter 5 of 1 Corinthians, it says, But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or idolater, or railer, or drunkard, or extortioner, with such as one, no, not to eat. We're not to eat. We have that. We need to. But on the other hand, we need to be praying for them too. We don't know who all is the children of God. We can't make that judgment call. We can't judge that. That's not ours. We can examine a man or woman's fruit, the way they conduct themselves around others. Do we want to be about them, be seen with them, you know? If I come riding up down this road and Fawn out here cutting grass like he did this past week, thank you for doing that, and he sees me riding up down the road with a bunch of hooligans, beer drinkers, and us throwing beer cans out riding down the road, I don't think it'd be long before he'd be calling me up. I mean, I know that's extreme too, but it's still the same thing. He hears that I'm off down yonder doing something with a bunch of other foolish people and endeavoring and doing the things with them. In such a manner, enjoying it.
Yeah.
That's not acting like a child of God. I can repent and get out of the truck, so to speak, and get away from that, and we're supposed to come away from it. But those folks, we need to be praying for them. They've got a splinter in their eye.
Right.
But I have a nature, I've called a beam in mine, that causes me to want to love to do that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But praise be unto God that He has showed me that I don't have to live and walk in that kind of manner. Thanks be unto God. So that's when you read back over here in Romans, and it gets over toward the end of it. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Who can deliver us? It has to be God, Brother Vaughn, because yes. My first nature loves sin.
Right.
But praise be unto God, like he says right here, I thank God through Jesus Christ, there's our blood sacrifice that God sent his son Jesus to bleed and die for our sins and correct that for us. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. How am I going to serve this law of sin? It's going to die. This body's going to die. It's got to change. It's a sinful, sinful body. That's still
right.
Here from the very beginning. When Adam sinned, we all died. We're still death lays before us. But with our mind and our spirit, we can serve a living God. In such a manner that pleases our Heavenly Father.
Right.
So it's by mercy and by God's grace that we have a difference and want to serve Him. Who can deliver us? Only God can. How does He deliver it? By born you again. And when you're born again, what makes the difference? Now I have a desire now to, as my brother said, accept the Lord. Accept the fact that I'm a sinner and accept the fact that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior
right.
And will be living in heaven more glory by His finished work of the cross, because we believe, and the Bible teaches that He was given a people before the foundation of the world to come and bleed and die and take care of, to take care of, see that they're housed in heaven immortal glory by the finished work of God. But while we're living here, by accepting, as they call it, you can live in the kingdom of God by walking in gospel obedience and gospel truth. It does not make you a child of God, does it? It shows the evidence that we are children of God. And we have a desire to want to follow Him like we're supposed to. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. By the Spirit of our God.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. If we come here today trying to promote man, we've messed up. We're not getting it right. It's by Jesus Christ's work. It's by what Jesus has done for His children. And not a one shall be lost.
Right.
By obedience, we're able to walk in a pleasurable way. Our children, I talked to this brother, I tried to tell him, I tried to show him, you're his daughter. I said, regardless of what she may do, when they come back and they check it out, she belongs to him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
She may disown him. He may disown her. But the blood of the Spirit, through God, we belong to God.
Right.
That's what we try to promote among the Primitive Baptists, what the Bible teaches, what we understand.
Right.
Don't these others don't. Don't, because they got a little twig in their eye over yonder. Don't get thinking we're better than them.
Right.
We need to be praying for them.
Amen.
I hope it's made a little sense to you. I had some other things I wanted to go into, but
we're going to.
They get kind of deep. I'm still working on them, but oh, but it's how good the Lord has been to us is far and beyond what we can give Him praise enough for.
Right.
Because yeah, he says it, as he says over here in Hebrews, let your conversation be without covenants, be content with such things as ye have, for he says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
Right.
If he's not going to forsake us, he's promised that right there. We have a difference of the world now. We don't want to be with the world. We want to be separate. That's the evidence that you are a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
Get it right. Praise. Who are you going to praise? You better be praising Jesus and God for what He's done for, because it's not by your will, nor him that willeth, nor him that runneth. It's God that showeth mercy.
Right.
Accept that in your life.
Right.
And then you'll see where the Lord is delivered. I hope y'all, please forgive me. That was on my mind. It's part of what was on my mind this morning. And I love y'all. And I hope it makes sense that we need to pray more for each other.
Yes.
And realizing, yeah, we need to be hard on ourselves. That's what I was trying to get at too. We need to be hard on ourselves because we are sinners.
Yes.
But on the other hand, we don't need to be so hard that we think we can't ever come before the church and ask for a home.
Right.
Because we have been saved by Jesus Christ.
Right.
And we need to kind of let up on ourselves a little bit right there to see by God's mercy and by God's grace we'll be housed in heaven in mortal glory. And we have a home here in the church to may learn and live in the gospel kingdom while we're living here. Thank you for your time. Come here, brother.